everybody. It's Thursday. I'm Matthew Alaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we are celebrating Easter, and we're doing a series of teachings entitled, Jesus Did It For Me. Now, let's go back over to Titus chapter 2, and I want to look there again at verse 13, and it says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a special people, zealous of good works. And so you can see it in that verse that what Jesus did in his life, in his death, and in his resurrection, friend, he did it for you. He did it for me. Now let's go over to Matthew chapter 10, and I want to look there at verse 28. Now, one thing that happened when man sinned is he lost his body and his spirit to hell. In Matthew 10, 28, it says this, and fear them not which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, or the spirit, you could say, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul, or spirit, and body in hell. And that's the place man was at after he sinned. He was set to lose his body and his spirit to hell. You see, in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, it said that as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. You see, when man sinned, death entered into the world, and death is a force. And death infected man, spirit, soul, and body. See, before man sinned, his body was never going to die. But after he sinned, death infected his body, and his body began to age, and it began to break down, and it began to decay. And he was set to lose his body to hell. Not only did death infect his body, but death infected his spirit. And we've talked about that some this week on the broadcast, that man died inside. He went from life to death. He went from righteous to unrighteous. He went from the nature of God to the nature of sin and death. And so after he sinned, he lost his spirit and he lost his body to hell. Now in Luke 19:10, Jesus said this, for the Son of Man came to seek and save that which is lost. The word save means to make whole or to rescue. And in that verse, the word lost means perishing, being ruined, or being destroyed. Now, what did Jesus say? He said, I came to seek and to save and to make whole and to rescue that which is lost, that which is being ruined or destroyed. Well, what is he talking about? Both inwardly and outwardly, you and I needed to be made whole and we needed to be rescued, because we were set to perish, both in our spirits and in our bodies. We were perishing and we were set to perish, and we needed to be made whole in both our spirits and bodies. And friend, we needed to be rescued. And Jesus said, I came to seek and to save that which is lost. And because of what he did, we can be saved, both spirit and body. We can be made whole and we can be rescued. And this is good news. You see, our spirits can be recreated. We don't have to stay in that place where we are lost in our spirits. We don't have to stay in that place where we have the nature of sin and death, where we're dead on the inside, where we are unrighteous on the inside. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. And so you and I can be recreated on the inside. We can go from death to life on the inside. We can go from the nature of sin and death to the nature of God on the inside. We can go from unrighteous to righteous on the inside. Ephesians 2:5 says, even when we were dead in sins, has he made us alive together with Christ. Come on, we can be made alive on the inside. Even though we were dead inside, we can be made alive inside. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And so we can be made right on the inside. We can go from unrighteous to righteous in our inner man. Our spirits can be recreated. And so what happened in the garden when man went from life to death and from righteous to unrighteous and from the nature of God to the nature of sin and death, friend, we can experience the same thing, but in reverse. We can go from the nature of sin and death to the nature of God. We can go from dead on the inside to being alive on the inside. We can go from being unrighteous on the inside to being righteous on the inside. Our spirits can be recreated. Not only that, our bodies are gonna be glorified. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 44, it's talking about our bodies, and it says, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. This corruptible must put on incorruption. It's talking about our bodies. This mortal body must put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Verse 55, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? And so because of sin and because of death, the bodies that you and I now have are mortal bodies. They age, they decay, they get older. And if Jesus tarries his coming, our bodies are going to go into the dust of the earth. But that's not the end of it if you're born again. If you're born again, your body is going to be redeemed. And when Jesus returns, we are going to get glorified bodies. These are immortal bodies. And the bodies that we're going to get will never age. They will never get sick. They will never get weak. They will never die. There will be no gray hairs. There will be no wrinkles. Come on, friend, this is good news, isn't it? This is available to us because of what Jesus did. We are not going to lose our bodies. We are going to get them back, and they are going to be glorified. Come on, what did Jesus say? I came to seek and to save that which is lost. He came to make it so our spirits can be recovered, so our bodies can be recovered. And then in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10, it says this, now is made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Jesus abolished death. That word abolished means he rendered it entirely useless. He did away with it and he made it of none effect. He brought it to naught. He voided it out. What does that mean? The effect that death had on our spirits and the effect that death had on our bodies because of what Jesus did, he voided that out. He made death a zero. He made it of none effect. What do I mean? We are going to get our bodies back and they're going to be glorified. And today, if you're born again, you're already alive in your spirit. And so death has been abolished. It has no dominion over us. And friend, I want you to see the last part of that verse. It said that Jesus brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Friend, this is the gospel. This is God's good news, that I can be recreated on the inside, that my body will be glorified, and that I'm gonna spend eternity in heaven with my Father. This is the gospel. And whenever you're ministering the gospel to other people, friend, you can use these things and bring these things up, that if people will get born again, their spirits can be recreated, their bodies will be glorified, and they will spend eternity with the Father. Let me read that verse to you again, that Jesus has abolished death and brought life and immortality. Life for my spirit, life for my body, immortality for my spirit, immortality for my body. That has been brought to light through the gospel, and it's available because Jesus lived for us, He died for us, and He was risen from the dead for us. This is good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these things. Number one, because of sin, man lost his spirit and body to hell, but Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. Number two, our spirits can be recreated. If you're born again, your inward condition has already changed. And then number three, our bodies will be glorified. We will get glorified, immortal bodies that will never age, weaken, or decay in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you today for these good things that are available to us because of what Jesus did for us. Father, we thank you that we will not lose our spirits to hell. We will not lose our bodies to hell, but we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We have been made new on the inside, and our bodies will be glorified. And Father, we do rejoice in it, and we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to close out this series entitled, Jesus Did It For Me. We'll see you then.